Juneau resident Jose Ignacio Manso was arrested for driving under the influence in early June, but he says the police got him confused for someone else. Manso was stopped by a Juneau police officer at around 3:17 a.m. on Highland Drive in the parking lot of the Breakwater Inn, but a public record says he was stopped on the 100 block of Savica Road, 3 miles away. The record also shows the call was a response to a, quote, shots fired incident.
So I kind of freaked out a little bit because it was out of nowhere. At that moment, he proceeded to pull me out of the vehicle with his gun cocked and telling me to get out of the vehicle and to drop whatever weapon I had on me, which was not a weapon, it was my cell phone.
That's Manso. The officer who stopped him, Joseph Payton, was armed with an AR-15 and called another officer for backup. They proceeded to search Manso's car for drugs and weapons. Manso says he did not give them explicit consent to do so.
He said that one of the officers had been assaulted, and I even told him, you know, oh man, I'm sorry, he had a rough day, you know. I felt bad for him.
Manso was arrested for driving under the influence. But when he learned that it was another man that the officer was looking for with a Spanish name, Manso assumed he had been racially profiled and asked Payton a series of questions about his use of an assault rifle.
And I'm like, well, then why did you aggressively arrest me? I mean, stop me. Because one of my officers, it's just been a rough day, man. It's just been a rough day. That's all he kept saying. And then later on, throughout the thing, he said, well, we're just checking up on some shots fired. And that's when I was like, huh? So now I was shooting a gun too? It's like, dang.
Manso was subsequently detained and taken to Lemon Creek Correctional Facility.
I did continue to ask him about him shooting me. He never responded. The only thing he ended up saying last thing was, if you want, go ahead and sue me. But I was like, I ain't gonna sue you, man. I don't want to sue you. I just want things to be right, you know?
Officer Payton was unable to respond to several requests for comment, but Juneau Police Deputy Chief David Campbell says that Payton didn't racially profile Manso.
I don't know how he could be mistaken for somebody, because when we saw the car drive by, you couldn't tell who the occupant was.
While Manso's stop didn't fall under racial profiling by the department standards, why Payton conducted the traffic stop with an assault rifle is still in question. Public records indicate there was another incident earlier that night involving a man named Jesus Manuel Abad, close to the actual location of the shots fired incident that morning on Savico Road. But by the time Manso was stopped 3 miles away, Abad was already arrested. Professor Troy Payne with the University of Alaska Anchorage Justice Center defines racial profiling like this.
Most people would interpret that to mean that police have inappropriately used race at some stage of the process.
He's not directly involved in Manso's case, but he says from what he can tell, the reason Payton was armed with a rifle was because Manso's stop was a felony or high-risk traffic stop.
If you're the citizen involved in that encounter, and particularly when you've done nothing wrong, or at least as far as you know, you've done nothing wrong, it's really scary.
Campbell says Payton's use of an assault rifle was justified in Manso's arrest because he thought he was responding to a shots fired call. Manso's case became a public matter when he testified before the Juneau Assembly at a listening session about race issues in the city. City Manager Rory Watt says he's read the police records and watched a video of the arrest.
I have not seen any evidence that he was racially profiled.
Watt says there are still legal issues in Manso's case that need to run their course and be adjudicated. As for Manso, there are still unresolved issues. He says that since the arrest, he's been left shaken.
It's just been restless nights, panic attacks, get anxiety attacks at night, just wake up in the middle of the night sweating, thinking something's happening or something's going to happen.
That's on top of the burden of loss he's already experienced during the pandemic. In Juneau, I'm Pablo Arauz Peña.